I'm Ding. I'm the bell.
Ding the bell, ding, ding the bell.
Welcome back to Ding the Bell.
Ding the Bell.
Of dingthebell.com. I'm Ding.
I'm the Bell.
We are two ADD people, and therefore we have to have a bell to keep us straight. Every time we stray from one topic to another, we would have to hit the bell.
That's right.
I don't think we're doing that really well.
We were.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Welcome back.
How's my level?
Your level's perfect.
21.9?
21.9, yes. Okay. Perfect.
We don't want to be too loud or too...
Right, too soft.
Too less.
Too less. Lesbian?
Loud or less big.
You want to be too gay or too lesbian?
Too less big.
You want to be bisexual, just right in the middle.
Hmm.
We can talk about that. Anyway, welcome back. Today, we are going to start off. Now, later on, we will actually read some of your emails that you wrote in.
Uh-huh.
We'll answer some more of your questions.
Are we still outside today?
We are still outside.
We are still outside.
For one whole week, we sat outside. It was getting cold.
And you're still sitting at the same position in a week.
My stinky fish comes up.
Oh, gross. Stinky fish, gross.
My fish? No, it wasn't gross when you ate it.
Okay, next.
Okay, now, what do you want to talk about?
What happened?
About?
Are you okay? Why you said our?
I know,
our,
I have our, a stroke. Yeah. Part of the fun is we cannot laugh too loud. I cracked the microphone. I have to do this. I have to become Statue of Liberty. I know I'm doing Statue of Liberty every time I laugh really loud. Explain to people why I become Statue of Liberty when I laugh too loud.
Because Dean is putting the microphone up high whenever we laugh because it's cracking sound. Like,
yeah, I raised my hand really up, yeah. Really high.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. This week we want to talk about... let's give the word of the bell. What is the word? I cannot clap because my hand is holding the microphone because we're doing it outside. We're not in the studio.
Okay.
So you can hear the environment around us. Let me pan around.
Very nice.
Oh, kilo high. Oh, sorry.
So loud.
Sorry. Yeah, I will compress it maybe.
Yes, and then like such a lot of distraction.
Yes.
Yeah, for you can, ADD people.
You can hear a rot.
A rot.
You can hear a lot of surrounding noise with cars and stuff because we're outdoor.
Great. Yeah.
I think it'll be too noisy for us to be inside the Starbucks. So.
Yeah, yes.
So this
because
week,
we both ADD.
Word of... Oh my god! Sorry!
I'm too loud.
I should point like that way.
Okay. Yes.
So I won't be too loud. See, it won't be too loud.
I can smell a cigarette. Who? Who?
Maybe over there. But anyway.
Okay. Word of the bell.
Word of the bell.
Okay.
Our word of the bell today is... What is our word of the bell?
Mahalaji.
Mahalaji. Can you please make... This is a good one. Oh my gosh. Can you... This is the good one since... the last good one, I think, was... Okay. Please. The last good word of the bell. The bell.
Are you south? Are you from south now?
The last word of the bell that was good, I think, was
Verizon.
No.
Which one?
Do you know
what
was a really good one? Comebackable.
I love it.
Because everybody likes it.
Everybody loves it. Comebackable.
So, oh no! Now I can ask people to write in. You can call us at 2. Look at my number. What my number is? Was it 21? Is it good? 21?
21.9. Okay.
So if you want to call us and let us know what is your favorite word of the bell so far.
I think comebackable so far, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Maharaji is going to be good. I think Maharaji is going to beat comebackable
Maharaji?
Maybe. Yeah, so anyway, let's go back to... I'll tell you how you can give us comment about which is your favorite word of the bell. So right now, just let us know. No, when you make it, oh my gosh, I'm so ADD.
I know, I'm okay. Waiting to go to the next step, okay. And then
the word is, the word this week of Word of the Bell is...
I feel like I'm a famous person now.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. Yeah, yeah. Come on, dingthebell.com, please.
Okay, huh? Mahalaji?
I'm promoting.
Yeah.
I'm promoting us. Dingthebell.com, dingthebell.com. We're outside and people are listening. Anyway, go ahead. What is the word of the bell?
Mahalaji.
Oh, yeah, you
yeah,
said
Mahalaji.
I'm so ADD.
I know, go. You had to ask me the question.
You have to ding the bell if I...
You had to ask me a question.
Okay. Can you please make a sentence out of the word?
I like... can I use a like a Hindi word, right?
Yeah, you can do anything you want.
Okay. Mahalaji had the best thing. And I like to taste it.
We did not rehearse this. She just says what she wants to say. How do people know what it is?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, use it in the real sense of Maharaji.
Ah, okay. Let's go Maharaji tonight. No?
How can people guess?
Okay,
what it
let's
is?
Eat at the Maharaji tonight.
Do you know the real Maharaji? Very far away. The real Maharaji, do you know? It's a place.
Maharaji, right?
Yeah. It's a palace. No, besides that, the real meaning of Maharaji. Okay. Do you know about that?
Yeah. I
didn't Can
know.
You make a sentence from that?
In Kansas City, there the Maharaji is really yummy, yummy place to go. And there is another Maharaji in Tokyo too. People go there to enjoy the dinner.
I want to throw up.
Ding, do you have to put the microphone high? Was it good? Was it good?
No. I'll explain later.
Okay.
Let's move on. I'll
okay. I don't know what to say.
Okay, anyway. Mm.
But I already created a new word today.
Really? What? Don't tell us.
Well,
write it
it's
down.
Okay.
Why?
It already said that.
When?
Hinty word? As a hint?
No, we'll write it down. We're talking about
as a hint.
Okay, we'll write it down. Make sure we do that. Like in the long, long, long future. Like
yeah, can I give
episode
you...
Episode 20.
I said, can I give some hinty? What is hinty?
I thought... Okay, I'm going to... When we explain to you what the meaning of Maharaji is, I will tell more about that. But okay. Right now, what is the time?
7:35.
Okay, so we still have a lot more. Okay.
I can't create a sentence with Maharaji.
Don't worry about that. I'll create that later.
Okay, please. Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Oh, today we want to learn about the bell's brain system. The bell's... Oh, I wrote things.
Yeah, brain, the bell. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The bell's brains. She told me one day that her brain functions differently, right? Do you have like a file storage system or something? Does it have punch hole? Okay, we'll save that for later. Don't tell. Okay, does it have a photocopy machine inside?
Fax machine too.
Okay, her brain has a fax machine.
My brain has office. Yeah, my brain has office in there.
Uh-huh.
And then you know there's a bunch of workers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are they lazy?
Yeah, very lazy.
That's why you keep forgetting.
Yeah, exactly. When I because like I really have such a very hard time processing. I'm not stupid, dumb, or anything.
Right.
Maybe so, but just ADD, I guess. But when I remember stuff, but I have such a selective, you know, like filing system in my brain. So, you know, it's all according to me.
Uh-huh.
So when I hear something story, even though that's important, if my brain decide to put into like not so important, you know, subject,
yeah,
it automatically go into the like
bucket.
Yeah, like some like a junk file.
Like a junk mail pile.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever it goes to junk, it will never come back. Because there's so many of subject in there. However, if I put into important file, when somebody tell me stuff, it's like there. Just like a mini midget in my brain just go one's looking for the file. Just,
that's the worker.
Just coming up, yeah. But like whenever go to junk file, I never can remember.
Can you see what number you are when you talk to
it? Very perfect. It's 21-9.
Okay, good.
I don't know. And then my husband hated this system. Uh-huh. So whenever I said, he says something and I'm like, hey, remember we talked about it 10 minutes ago? I'm like, then I just can't come back. So I had to tell him, the filing system because I don't want him to get mad at me. So, well, as you know, my brain functioned this way. So he's like, okay. Well,
so it's the same thing then. Remember two weeks ago, I talked about how, when Jane uh-huh. ask us why what bugs us.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jane thing went to the, you know, semi-important file, of course. I remember that too.
Right. But just I'm talking about like when she asks us what bug.
It's really weird. My brain functions so
when I need to tell you something really important to remember, I say, please file into important thing. Like I can put a sticky, please file into the important email pile. Will it go into it?
Then I won't forget.
Because the junk filter will kick it out automatically. You have no control over your junk filter.
Junk filter is just wide open.
So you have no control over what goes into your important mail?
No, because like my core system of my brain.
Yeah, you need to upgrade.
Mine is still like 1998.
I know. Your so Windows 98?
Yeah, Windows 98 right now.
You need to get a Mac.
Well, I have Mac, but 10.2.
10.2 is actually not too bad. I thought you were going to tell me it's OS 10, OS 9.
OS 10.2.
OS 7. I have a computer that has OS 7L.
I'm waiting Dean to give me a computer.
That's the wrong thing.
What is this?
No, that's okay.
Oh. Anyway, so my brain system is really
that's
strange.
That's really interesting.
Is it interesting?
Yeah. Has it always been like that?
Well, it was, yes. But I...
Like since you were little?
Yeah, well, recently I finally analyzed it.
Oh, Novell and I both like to analyze things.
Yes,
so always crazy things comes out from our analysis.
We are such an obsession.
We're so good. I mean, I think we're from the same person before.
Yeah.
Before life.
Yeah, you know, did I tell you that, can I tell you some funny story?
Yes, of course.
I think, you know, when I was little, 12, 14.
Okay.
When I was little, I was already had a very unique idea or like, you know, are you listening to me?
Yes.
And then like my father.
How did you know I wasn't listening?
Yeah, because your eyes moving around.
Yes.
Eyes on the way. Anyway. And
you guys can help.
Yeah, I know. He was checking on somebody, you bitch. Anyway. And then my father, he knew that I was, you know, I'm not. He thought I'm smart, right? Like,
yeah.
Unique. My mother thought, kind of worry about it, right?
Like,
why she's not doing good at academic or whatever school because I had ADD. Anyway, so my father already thought, like, I'm kind of, you know, like, genius, kind of unique, you know? Mm-hmm. Because...
Well, maybe you are.
Maybe I am. Anyway, well, I had a really, you know, good sense about piano at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, yeah.
Yeah, you have perfect pitch. The bell has perfect pitch.
Right now, maybe losing.
But you still have it. Like, I cannot, like, if you... Because I remember when we were at CMSU.
Uh-huh.
Kumusu. Kusumu.
Uh-huh. Kumusu.
Kumusu. We were at Kumusu.
No,
did we talk about Kumusu?
Yeah, we did.
A long time ago. Okay, you have to go back and listen to whatever the episode was.
So funny.
When we were at CMSU, Kumusu, I went to the piano because she was playing. You were playing for me, I think.
Yeah.
And we were gonna sing, and so we practiced together. And I can hit the piano key, like she's not looking. She turned away. She only listened to me hitting on the piano a key. She can go to the piano and hit that key for me and tell me exactly which one I hit.
I'm genius, man.
She's
anyway,
a music genius. Yeah.
Back into my story.
She doesn't play the piano very well. She just can tell which key.
Well, you know, right? I didn't practice that long,
right,
you know.
Right,
so
right.
You will lose it. But I'm gonna get back to piano anyway. Going back to the story. So when I was, I thought, should I tell you this story? It's very funny, actually. My brother still make fun of me. you know, the Earth is round, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you know,
I need to get ready to laugh.
Yes.
I need to the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, every time, you know, space shuttle went through the moon or like outside of Earth, I was thinking like, how it's possible? I couldn't just think about it because, you know, Earth is surrounded by ozone.
Yeah.
I thought we were living in the middle of Earth. In the middle, like, inside of Earth, it's like a long, flat line. I didn't think we were living outside of Earth.
Oh.
So every time spaceship go there, it break the ozone like a...
You think ozone is the Earth?
Capsule kind of, like a barrier.
Capsule.
Like, yeah. Thing. I was thinking like this, and I said, I was so serious. It's, Father...
How old were you?
I was in...
21?
Well, high school.
High school, how old?
Second grade of high school. So
What is that?
16, 17.
Okay.
Yes.
Didn't you study geography in school?
I didn't even pay attention. And I said, Dad, how come spaceship can just get out of the Earth and, you know, it doesn't make sense. I was so serious. I said, Dad, it doesn't make sense. It's going to leak the air and we're going to die. How?
That's kind of true, though, because, I mean, we do break over the ozone layer to get...
I know, but it's not like a clear, you know,
it's
like
clear.
Clear, like a kind of like...
But you think it's like...
Like a Earth? Bubble outside?
Yeah, it's like
coating.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a plastic thing, coating thing around.
Oh, you think it's solid?
Yeah. So
it's not gas.
Yeah, no gas.
Gas.
Like, it's a real thing. I was thinking. I said because we were in the middle in the flat line. So
that... Wait, okay. I don't understand. You said that you know the Earth was round?
I know that Earth was round, but I thought people were in the middle in the flat line, not around outside of our Earth.
Oh. Like inside the ground? Like inside
Inside
the Earth?
Core. I thought it's flat.
Oh.
So then I said, how come? And he was like, he stopped at second. He's like, very interesting concept. And, you know, but this is the thing. And he explained to me, and I, you know, we were outside and stuff. I'm
right,
like,
right. Oh, now you get it.
Now I got it. And I told my brother, he laughed like hysterically, like, like this. He still make fun of me.
He calls you like when you go to Hawaii.
Yeah. What?
Remember?
So many Michael everywhere.
Yes. Tell the story.
Because, like, you know, I looked really dark skin and, you know, well, you know, kind of very...
Samoan.
Yeah, Samoan type looking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of heavy.
Polynesian.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, and the Polynesian, you
people
know...
People love that.
Yeah. They love, like, you know, like strong, you know...
Yeah.
Kind of...
Voluptuous.
Yeah, exactly. Strong. Meaty.
Yeah.
Like meat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like... Skinny
not,
stick.
Yeah, not fat, but just kind of more like...
Fat.
Yeah, little chunk.
Little
chunky. And at the airport, and he stood and laughed, like... I'm like, I knew whenever he laughed like that, something always wrong, and make fun of me, right? I'm like, here we go again, so what's next? I'm like, what? He's like... There's so many Michael everywhere. He was laughing. He said that.
You said Michael.
Yeah, I know. I said, yeah. Everybody know my name.
So many the bell.
I know.
That was very fascinating.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go.
I hope everybody understand my brain function, though.
I kind of do.
Okay, good.
But if they don't understand, it's okay. We'll explain them one more time.
Okay,
but before we... Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm always too loud. I'm going to look at the email. I'm going to answer your email. But before I do that, I want to let you know, if you are interested in telling us what is your favorite word of the bell, you can go check that out on dingthebell.com. And then click on the right-hand side. You can click on word of the bell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go see a whole list of word of the bell. Tell us which is your favorite word of the bell, and you can email us at dingdabell, dingdabell at gmail.com, or you can actually call us. Our number is 206-600-705, and then you can tell us which is the word of the bell that you like most.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
yep.
Besides that, you can also do the same thing, or go to the website and leave us a comment. You can also do the same thing for email. You can you can send us questions of various topics. Anything you want to ask us, we will answer it or we will skip it, whatever it is. But you can ask everything, like
whatever the favorite sexual
position. Okay. So anyway, I'm going to go back to the question that was sent in by a different listener, Lisa. And she wrote, "Hey, Ding and the Bella, Ding and the Bella,
the Bella.
Do your allergies bother you in your native country?"
That's my Lisa. That's my Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
She signed Domo. Yeah. Risa, R-I-S-A.
Yeah, that's how she write in Japanese.
Oh.
But this, her name is Risa. That's the real her name.
Oh.
But, you know, in America, it's L.A. Lisa.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you so much, Risa.
Risa, arigato ne. Rachio kiite kurete arigato.
Yes.
Yeah, she is fluent in Japanese. Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
But she's American?
She's half Japanese.
But she lives here.
She was born in Japan, uh-huh. Raised until she was there until 16 years old, I think, and she moved over here.
Oh.
Because her father and whole entire family
is
moved
a mother,
back.
Mother Japanese or
full
father
Japanese? Japanese, yes.
Her mother both?
No, her mom Japanese, her dad is American. Yes.
Caucasian.
That's uh-huh.
She's like mixed. I think I met her at the graduation.
Yes, and she just recently had a baby.
Oh,
congratulations.
Where is she? Don't tell me on during the recording.
Yeah.
Risa, let's answer the question. Oh shit, we're over time.
Oh, okay.
Answer the question, then we'll finish it.
In Japan?
Do you have allergies?
I didn't.
You didn't have allergies?
I didn't have allergy.
And you came here and suddenly you got allergies?
Yep. I told you about like allergy, you know, like
are you allergic to any food?
Not so much, but cat.
You eat chai? Anyway, for me is I didn't have this kind of allergies. I was allergic to dust.
Well, like, yes. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have strong symptoms like here.
I did, though.
Yeah, well, right before... No, actually, after I moved here, then I kind of started bothering my... I had a...
You bothering?
Yeah, I started bothering my allergy. And then I went back to Japan to check it, and the doctor told me that, yes, I have all kind of allergy.
Oh, okay.
Yes, so yeah, I think I dig it.
Maybe a little bit, not so much. Well, when I came here... I think before it was worse because...
Did you bother your allergy?
I touched it. I molested it. I would dig my eyeball. Oh my gosh, we're so over time.
Okay.
Dig my eyeball with my fingers and then my eyeball would get all swollen and big, fat.
Remember like I had my eyeball was falling apart?
Yes. Last 2 weeks.
I said falling apart or falling out?
Huh? You said
coming out. My eyeball's coming out.
Okay.
Lisa, bye-bye.
Lisa, thank you so much for writing in. And next time, we will read more emails. However, if you want to write, please write in to us. But you can... we are not going to answer it immediately because we need a month.
Yeah.
Because we record the show once a month and we record several shows, okay? And let's tell people what Maharaji meaning is.
Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal. Okay, this is
not
why
Mahal?
Huh?
Taj Mahal or Mahal?
Mahal.
Ah, Taj Mahal. It's a restaurant, right?
Yes, it is a restaurant. Yeah, like the original Taj Mahal is a really beautiful palace in India. Do you remember that? Do you know?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, now my file. Me just working to find my file now. Okay, just turn into me. All right.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Yes, that's why I was trying to ask you to make a sentence like, oh, Maharaji in Japan is very beautiful. Not that this helpful at all.
It's just a restaurant in Japan.
I know,
that's where we eat naan and curry.
Right, no. But, you know, in India, Taj Mahal is a beautiful palace.
Okay. So. All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. And sorry
we
went over time.
Please come back again.
Oh,
3 minutes, 44.
Yeah.
Do you want to do 2 more minutes and make it 2:25?
No,
okay.
No, we got to end.
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much for listening. Okay. Please go to our website, dingthebell.com, and email us at
dingthebell@gmail.com.
And you can call us at 206-600-705. Leave us a comment or go to the website and leave us a comment there. And we'll
next time,
talk to you next time.
Okay.
Next week. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Ding, ding, ba-ding.